USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the U.S. economy tries to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are having a hard time paying for goods and services due to inflation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues inflation will only continue to get worse if Democrats continue to spend more federal dollars.
Now Washington Democrats are trying again to revive talk of yet another reckless bout of spending this year. American families are already hurting enough.
Senate Democrats argue their spending plans have helped Americans from being unable to feed their families. The Supreme Court is on the agenda when President Biden meets with top senators on the Judiciary Committee. Biden meeting with the top Democrat and Republican at the White House on Tuesday to discuss the confirmation process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.